Can't really hear me. I've got noise now from your speakers.
Yeah. Can you switch your show page player off? You're not supposed to be there. Please help me. You're not supposed to be there. Hello? You're not supposed to be listening to yourself. Can you please switch your show page player off?
Just one second. Oh, yeah, I get you. Sorry. Yeah, done. Not there, sir.
Thank God. Wow. Hey. I think we have lift off, ladies and gents. Okay.
Can't hear you.
Yeah. Right.
No, can't
hear you. Can you hear me now, Jeff? Can you hear me now, Jeff?
No, can't hear you.
You can. Okay. Right. First call out, Wendy.
Hello?
Hi, very nice to meet you. My name is Wendy from California.
Speaker's on full.
Oh, Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Can't hear anything.
May I go?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Did you want me to go ahead and ask a question?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? I hear a lot of static. I don't know if it's the phone connection. Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Maybe that'll work now. Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Well, I don't think we're going to be able to do this.
I can hear you now. I'm watching
you.
You
can hear me.
I can hear you now, yeah.
You can. Okay.
Yes, I can. I couldn't before put you anything.
I'll put you through to this first caller again, yeah. Because we need to be starting the show, yeah. So, Wendy.
Yeah, mate.
Hello, this is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy. This is Jeff from sunny England.
Very nice to meet you. Thank
I hope
you.
You're okay. Do you have any specific questions or just a normal reading for you?
Yes, I do have some questions. Thank you. I was fired from my job October 19th, wrongly. They were supposed to accommodate me regarding getting my hearing aids fixed, and they did not. And I 2 days later, I got an attorney. His name is Taylor. And this firm has a 98% success rate. Will this be settled out of court, and about when do you think it will settle?
I feel with this, this will be sent out of court because the company won't want to go to court. It will cost them far too much. And what I'm feeling from Spirit is that they've done a disservice, which also is against the law what they've done. So, yes, I feel quite positive with that. I know Spirit on your side. I've a grandma linking Spirit with you. Just say you'll be fine. Believe in yourself and things will work out for you. I also feel that the company themselves have realised they've made a mistake and they will try and rectify it out of court. Now, I don't know if you want to go back there or not, or just get a settlement from them. But I wouldn't like to work for a company like that, if that's how they treat their employees. But I do feel that you'll be fine. You'll sort things out. And I also feel that a lot of spiritual realm are going to give you that edge, if you like, and make it a bit more positive for you, where you don't have to... We don't have to worry about it. It's a point where, in time, I think it'll take a bit longer than what you expect to get sorted, because things don't go so fast. But at the end of the day, I do believe that Spirit told me that things will work out for you in your favour. Just be a bit patient, knowing that things are right for you. Keep your head.
Yeah, think you said it will be settled out of court. Will it be in my favour?
Oh, yes, sorry. That's what I thought you emphasised that. No, it will be in your favour because what they've done is totally wrong. It will be right for you. But like I said, just bide your time because I do feel it's going to take a while to get sorted. But it will work out.
Certainly. Okay. And I have a friend named Rosie. She lives about 100 miles away. We've been like sisters. But a few weeks ago, she said she needed some space. And she did that one other time this past summer. Been nothing but supportive and kind and wonderful to her. I am offended by her behavior towards me. And I don't think it's healthy for her to treat me this way. Will she call me again? And will we renew our friendship?
You don't think this could be due to COVID and she's frightened? I mean, have you got other feelings on this? Because I don't feel that it's the end of a friendship. I feel there's more to it than that. I feel there's more to the background of all this rather than just changed. You understand what I mean?
All right. So when do you think she might ever call me again? Never? Or do you think she will?
I think she will. I think she'll get her head straight. I feel that she's got things going in her life.
All right. Well, I will be very, very nice to her, but I am going to let her know in a very kind way that I deserve more and because I don't appreciate her doing this to me for the second time. Is she going to end the friendship when I say that, or will she be understanding?
If you point out to her that you will always be there for her, but you're upset with it, then that leaves a door open for her to contact you. Never slam the door shut. Leave a door open for her. I said, just end the message to her that I'm always here for you if you need me. Even though I am hurt, you're still a good friend of mine. And I do feel that will make a more positive impact. You understand? That makes sense to you.
So about when do you think Rosie might call me again?
I don't think for the moment. I don't feel it's going to be sooner than later. I think it's going to be later when I'm feeling from Spirit. Because she has things going on in the background that she's embarrassed about, something she's embarrassed about.
Going to have to leave it there, Wendy, yeah?
Hello, Kim.
Wendy,
going to have to leave it there, Wendy. Okay, Wendy. All right. We're trying to stick to the timer, but obviously we're having problems here at the moment. So, okay. Who's on line two?
Hi, Ken. This is Deep. Good evening.
Hi, Deep.
Hi, Deep.
Hi,
can
Jeff. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you quite clearly. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Brilliant. Nice. How can I help tonight?
Yeah, if I may ask, would I have to go to court to settle the situation with my ex about my son, or can I avoid going to court next year? I'm not seeking full-time custody, but there's a lot of control going on, and with the social services involved, it's complicated things a bit more, and my son is growing up and he wants to spend more time with me, although I can't have him full time. His mom is very controlling, and it has messed things up a lot in the recent past. So I want to avoid going to court, though.
I'm very sorry that. It's always difficult when you have a family child involved, because it's tug of war. And I do feel that this lady, your ex, is a stubborn person and is a bit bitter with herself. So therefore, she's trying to have a go at you, and this is a problem. I do feel that there was some kind of mediation trying before anything else, but the last ditch, it could go to court. There's one thing in time, I feel that there are other avenues that will pop up for you to try and get things sorted before it goes to court. But if it does go to court, I've not been told by Spirit yet about that, whatever happens, you won't lose out. So believe in yourself, believe that things will work out for you and your son, and it will work out that you will get time with him. Just don't worry about that, no matter where it goes. But I do feel that, again, things can take time, but there will be a kind of mediation involved. But I feel that it could be a positive outcome for you, conscious spirit. A gentleman's spirit, I feel like a father, grandfather, that's thinking with you at the moment in time. And he's very annoyed at the situation, and he's saying that she is, well, she's not being very nice, I'm going to say. His words are different than mine, but she's not being very nice, and she's selfish. But you have to understand that things like this do take time. The courts or social services want it right for the child. It's not about you or your wife, like I say, your ex. It's about this child that's best interest. And if you're fighting for him, then that will go in your favour. And it sounds to me, and I feel that you are fighting for him, and I do feel that a positive outlook will be there. Just bide your time. Keep doing the right things. Don't get aggressive. Don't antagonise her. But do the right thing, knowing that the son will be part of your life. And the spirit will tell you this so that you won't want anything daft. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
I know it's hard for you, but I do know that spirit are working on your behalf because of the love you have for your son, and that's evident to the people that have been involved. And if they realise that if your wife is, your ex is being stubborn, they're being awkward, and not you. That's what I'm saying. Keep brave, keep your face up, do not antagonise anybody. Otherwise, you could lose. But I do feel because she's the type of person she is, she'll try and cause problems. And doing that, the social services will realise that you're right and she's wrong. Keep faith, mate. Keep faith on that, Deep.
Yeah, thank you. That makes a lot of sense. How long do you see me living in my current place of residence? I'm currently in a house share, and I'm looking to move out next year when I know where my son will be going to a school and which secondary school he'll be going to. So until I'm able to buy a house next year, I would like to continue living where I am. So do you see that being a possibility?
Yes, I think you should stay where you are. But Spirit have given you some keys, and like a golden key for you. So I know that something better will be there for you, which will be right for you. But at the moment in time, so what you're saying, stay where you are, just keep yourself in your environment and keep safe. But know that, yeah, you will move next year, and it will be a good move for you. Okay? excuse me, now isn't the time to move, obviously. And Spirit's saying, you're okay where you are. Just do what you have to do. Do your own thing. But know that the golden key is there next year for you, where you will go somewhere that you will fit in perfectly, where you feel happy, contented, and relaxed. And it will be a home, and not just a place. How's that for you?
Yep. Yeah, around which season or which month next year do you see me moving out?
I feel around about March time. March just come to my head. So around about March, things are changing. But when things have changed, that move, I start doing that before then to build up momentum to get the move in, to make it right for you. So it will be a complete change, complete different area, but it's going to be right for you. You will feel that you've settled, you've got the right place for you. But I do feel March quite strongly with you.
Right. So the place I'll be moving to in March, will that be for long term?
Yes.
Or will it be a temporary place until I'm able to buy a house next year?
I think it's going to take a while because I'm seeing a golden key, like I said, and you'll feel comfortable there. It might even be where you go there and it feels like you're going to stop there because it's a safe, secure environment for you. I do feel that you get a bit nervous sometimes where you are, and I do feel that there is a confidence issue with you. But believe you me, when you move, it would be right for you. And then when your son is back, you come back to see you again, it'll be right for him as well. So you've got two things there that's going to work in your favour. And don't let things get you down with it all. Keep being positive all the time. Get to the rest of this year, into the early next year, but keep positive, knowing that things will work out for you. Believe in yourself and believe in the justice system, because the justice system aren't stupid. They might be deaf sometimes, they're not stupid, they know what goes on and they're used to it. But know that, you have someone with you, and also that you're going to a place where you feel safe, secure, and contented and happy. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Lastly, do you see my son getting into one of the secondary schools he's applying for?
Yeah, your son is quite clever, from Talking Spirit, by Lady Spirit, but he's quite clever. But unfortunately, he's a bit upset at the moment with what's going on between you and your ex, and this is pulling him back. But he's a fighter. I don't mean physical, emotionally, he's a fighter, and he'll get through it all. And he'll move into this new school and make new friends and feel more positive. At the moment in time, he's not feeling secure because of what's been going on. But he'll be fine. Don't worry about him, but his school will be fine. And he'll be in leaps and bounds. You'll be amazed at what he has to do and will pick himself up from this. You'll be so proud of him. I know you already are. But you'll be even more proud of him. He will make the effort, make something of his name for himself.
Thank you. Do you see it being a private school, or do you see it being a grammar school, kind of a free state grammar school, where he would go next year?
I'm not seeing a private school, to be honest, but I am seeing a school that has a good reputation, where he will fit in, and he'll be well looked after, and his education will really be leaps and bounds. So, but I don't feel private, I do feel a state school, but it will be a good reputation school, so it won't be a mistake, it will be good for him.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Much appreciated.
Okay. I will say, you'll be fine. So.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. I'm just going to pop Jeff's mic off for just a moment. And, okay, I'll pop Jeff's mic off for just a moment because I do realise that we are having problems with sound from Jeff there at the minute. So Jeff's sounding very muffled at this end, and we are struggling to actually hear him properly. So it's all trial and error, ladies and gents, you know, and technology gets the better of some people, we do know. We're coming through Skype, and it's the only way we can use the studio at the moment for our UK psychics and mediums. So it's a joint Skype account there that we've set up that anybody can basically sign into if they're on the show. And we've set that up with just one contact in there. Kind of crazy, I know, but there you go. There's just one contact in there, so nobody can click on the wrong contact. And Jeff's in there this evening. And I can't understand why there should be not better sound in there, to be quite honest. But we'll have to work something different out if we do another show. Okay, let's see where we're going. Laura?
Ken?
Hi, Ken. No, this is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, Jeff.
That's fine. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's nice to hear your voice. Do you have a specific question?
Well, my two main concerns in life right now are meeting someone, meeting a male partner, and more finances coming in. I think I'd be happier if those two things happened.
You and me the same. Okay. I'm saying more, obviously, but that's not about me, it's about you. Can I just say, first of all, that spirit is telling me that you have a heart of gold and wear your heart on your sleeve. Sadly, people put upon you and they walk over you sometimes and use you as a false friendship. And also, you're a person that doesn't turn anybody away, they have problems. Do you understand that?
Yeah, oh, totally, yes. Yeah.
Okay. It's not always a bad thing, but unfortunately, people aren't, not everybody's as nice as you. You're one of the good guys. You are what I would call an earth angel. Now, an earth angel is somebody that walks this earth way and helps others in any way that's needed without wanting anything back in return. You're just
right.
A good person. So with your seven spirit, you're a sweetie. So, so lots of love from spirit for you. Lots of, there's lots of time for you. Now, I know that recently you've been lying in bed and you've felt spirit around you. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
And they're telling me that because of who you are and what you are, they're trying to get into your mind and to give you that love and hope. There is somebody for you. But after the right person for you, it will treat you with respect. Something you're not really used to, where people have been with you. So they're
right.
You a person to make sure that you are looked after for change, where it's a 50-50 environment. And you'll feel happier and contented knowing that you've been treated fairly and not a scapegoat for people's anxiety, people's upsets, people's whether they are. You have to have the right person for you. Because you're too nice a person to get any Tom, Dick, or Harry. You understand?
Yes, yes. I mean, I have it where if I don't have the same opinion as someone, they start yelling at me. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I can believe that. And that's what I'm saying. You don't need someone in your life that is easygoing, will listen to you and give you their time rather than expecting that you give them your time all the time. You understand?
Yeah.
And this is why things are taking a bit of a while with Spirit trying to get the right person. If you bear in mind that Spirit actively makes changes people's lifestyle going back, so it affects one person, another person going back down his chain. So to get you the right person, you have to make things happen, but they have to in a way that doesn't affect an outcome for anybody else and doesn't cause anybody else any problems. So it's right. Tick at a time. It was Queenie. It was someone to say Queenie to me. Queenie.
Well, I didn't get that. What, Jeff?
Somebody just said Queenie to me from Spirit. Queenie.
Queenie?
Queenie, yeah, Queenie. No,
Queenie,
not Queenie.
Yes, I'm going through. I'm getting rid of stuff out of my drawers.
Oh, that's fine. That's just me.
That's what you said.
Got mixed up. Yeah, it's fine. It's me. I got mixed up with something. They're shouting the Spirit. And they're a bit agitated because it's getting you down so much that, sadly, that you haven't got the same persona. You're not pushing yourself the same because you feel though you've been let down that many times. Well, can I say that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about you. It's how you feel and how you treat others. And because you treat others in a nice, kind, caring way, it's their problem, not yours. Spirit is saying you're an amazing person and you deserve the best, and the best is what they're going to get for you. But you have to be patient. And I know it isn't easy. Believe you me, I know it's not easy. But you have to be patient that Spirit will find the right one that will make you contented and as a whole and not one part of another, like just one part of something. You'll be whole with a partner. And I do feel quite good with that. And I do feel it's going to work out for you. So you have to just understand that it takes time. It will be next year, but I feel early to mid next year before you find the person who's right for you. So look, keep your spirit up, keep brave. Spirit are going to keep coming to you at night time and getting into your head and talking to you. And don't be surprised if you go on a little journey in the spirit world, what they call astral projections, where you leave your body and the spirit show you things. Because they're going to do things that's going to make it right for you.
Yeah, I had a vision, Jeff. I had a vision out of the corner of my eye, and someone from God's kingdom came in, and then I saw the face too, and then I felt all this joy in my heart. It was unbelievable. And that's Spirit visiting me.
Yes, that's it. That's what I'm saying to you. There'll be more of that because you deserve it, and they want to give you that love from the spirit world. But what I'm saying, you will find that same love and joy on the earth plane when you find your right partner for you and not just anybody that treats you like dirt. Okay?
Yes. And I'm putting the energies into myself now. I'm putting the energies into myself. I'm meditating, listening to my music. I enjoy Ken's radio station very much. And, I'm walking on the beach. Good. I'm putting the energy into myself.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's what you need to be doing. You say listen to music. What music do you listen to?
I listen to, I don't know which music it is. It's just if I go on TV and if I like it, I listen to it. Pretty soft music. I'm not into any of the hard rock music. Well, I like the lyrics and all. I like Katy Perry a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a 60s guy, I love 60s, love Motown and all that thing. And I find that, because you can understand the words, whereas music nowadays, it's like all shouting and bawling and you can't understand it. Katy Perry's good, I love Katy Perry.
I like classical music too, I like Western, I like a variety, not just one type of music. It's whatever mood I'm in to listen to, whatever, I guess.
Yeah. No, I understand that. That's how I feel when I do things. I'm, like you say, I like Westerns. I love black and white movies. Call me old fashioned. My mum says to me, you ever call TV? Why do you like black and white? Black and white then was special. It was different. It made you feel differently. And I think
what I'm getting
around you at the moment in time, you need to experience different things. You need to do things for you, for yourself. Like you say, walk on the beach. That's great. You're lucky.
Leave it there.
You know what I'm going to do? Oh, pardon me, Ken?
Going to have to leave it there, yeah?
Oh, that's fine. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Good luck that way. Righty-o. Okay. Right. We're going to use the timer, ladies and gents, because we know that the callers left in the call queue know off the timer and how it works. So we're going to put the timer on. Yeah. Jeff won't understand the timer, but can you please remind him when you hear it? Yeah. So, okay. So we're going to set the timer for the next call. And it makes life easier for me this end. So let's see where we're going. Karen?
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Good evening, Karen. Nice to hear your voice. How are you
doing? Nice to hear you. Good. Good.
Sorry, is it night, though?
It's late evening.
Oh, right. Well, good evening then. Sorry. Yeah, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering if I have an unemployment claim, and do you see it going through? Because I tried to register and there was a computer glitch. So I'm wondering if you see everything working out.
Yeah, the trouble is with computers, it's not them that's a problem, it's the operators. You get things in, you get things wrong, and they put misappropriate things in the computer. So what I feel with you at the moment in time, you're going to have to try and restart again to get the ball rolling again because of what's happened. Don't worry about it. I do feel that it would work out for you, but I do feel that they've made a mistake, a human error, unfortunately. And people are human, people do make mistakes. But you're going to have to put into it again, try again, but you'll get it. It will work out for you. It's just a matter of time with it. It's a matter of getting you... I do feel that with what's been happening with COVID, you're inundated with people not working. So everything is set back, and they're trying to rush through it all. By rushing through things, they're trying to make mistakes. So as I said, don't give up. Keep trying, keep pushing for it, and it will work out for you. You will get your employment, and you'll be sorted. But it's just a delay because of everything that's happened with COVID and the way things have been. So don't get this on. Don't think you're not going to get it, because you are. It's just going to take a little time. Keep pushing it. Don't let up. Don't let the grass grow on your feet. Keep pushing and pushing for it. Because those who shout loudest, you understand that?
Yes.
That's fine. So I do feel good with that, with you, positive with it. And I'm sorry about your employment. It's difficult. I understand that. I do realise that. And it's very hard. But when all this COVID's over and done with, and we're back to normal, which will probably be middle of next year, I feel, jobs will be better and things will start working and picking up around the world. So things will change then for you. But in the meantime, you get your employment and you live off that. And it's hard to manage off it, I understand that. But you will get through it all. And knowing that once you've gone through all this, hardship, it will start getting better for you. Somebody was saying the dawn's brighter for you. So I do feel with that now, that means that going forward, things will get brighter for you, where you'll feel more at peace with yourself and not as stressed and not as mild about things. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Have there anything else you want to answer, or do you want to general?
Yeah. Yes, and I'm also taking a trip around Christmas time. Do you see that going well for me?
Oh, God, yeah. Aren't you lucky? Get a sleigh ride. Go with Santa around. But yeah, I do feel it. Yeah, exactly. We've had snow here last day, so it's been quite good. But yeah, I do feel positive with that with you. I do feel you'll have a good time, enjoy yourself. And it's a way of getting out of the world, if you'd like, and away from the upsets and the negativity that's in the world at the moment. There's so much negativity, you need something different. And by you going a trip around, it can give you that boost of that energy and that change. You'll feel more exhilarated and more refreshed with your life, and you won't feel as bad. So, yes, just go and do it. Enjoy it. Have fun. Go get plenty of hot chocolate to do over there with marshmallows in, and just treat yourself, something really nice. But you know, just stay distance, be safe with people, but enjoy it. Life is so short. I mean, you know, we don't know what's around the corner sometimes, and you need to do what you can do to enjoy yourself and to make sure that your life is enjoyable and fulfilled. So yeah, get your Christmas spirit, get out there and go and do something really nice with it. And if you see any elves out there, just say hello to them, because the elves get very lonely at this time of Christmas because they're so busy and they need someone to talk to.
Oh, sounds good.
Sorry.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so it should be fine. I'm envious now. I wish I was there with you doing that, because that sounds nice. Really does. You know, it's been a long while since I've done anything fun, I think. I've certainly not thrown a snowball for a long while. I'd love to do that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anything else you kind of see coming in for me?
Yeah. So we're just talking about a lady in spirit, please. Before she passed, she would have had problems with her eyes. And she passed over, up to the eyes, but she can see quite clearly now, she's saying. And she talked to someone on the plane who's having problems with her eyes, but not to worry about it. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, that's fine. But she's saying not to worry about it. If it's sorted, it'll be fine. Okay? And that's the only, I'm going to say, negative thing I see around you. There's nothing else. I don't see anything darkness. I don't see anything bad around you. Just boredom, frustration, and a bit of anxiety. But you're a person that copes well with anxiety. You have a positive attitude in your life where you'll fight through things like that. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Right, well, that's good.
3 minutes.
God, 3 minutes. That's bad, do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Can I also give you around the 17th of November, anniversary of birthdays, please. But can I look forward to February, March next year for something exciting around, okay? There's a big celebration around there for some reason. But look forward to that. You'll enjoy it. Oh, are you looking to buy new shoes?
March is my birthday.
Ah, right. Happy birthday for March when it comes.
Yeah.
There's something nice time for you as well, something special. So look forward to that. Okay? And look forward to when you can have big hugs. I'll send you a virtual hug now, and then look forward to when you can have proper hugs.
Okay.
I feel that's something that is missing. I'm a big hugger.
2 minutes.
2 minutes countdown. Also, I want to... Would you understand when somebody rings bells, like campanology, where they might ring a bell ringing of some kind?
Yes, yes.
That's fine. Because I'm hearing the bells and I feel linking with that. That's good for you. Okay? And you've got to be careful now that you don't hurt your back again. You've had a bit of a bad back recently. I don't know why. I don't even know if it's stretching. But you need to be a bit more mindful of it and look after it. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes. Those bells are my phone ringing. That's my phone ringing.
Ah, fine. As long as you understand why it's bells and not normal ringtones like normal people have, but that's fine.
Yes.
But I do feel positive for you, and I do feel that next year is going to be a year where you'll feel
more minute.
Yourself. I hear that countdown. where you feel more positive next year and things will start picking up for you. Just get your Christmas trip out. Get that out of your way. Go with that. Have fun. Let your hair down. Be a kid again. Do something stupid. Not dangerous, but stupid. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Have a good holiday season. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jeff. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Karen. Oh, there she goes. Okay. So we've reset the clock and we've reset the timer. Let's see where we are. Holly.
Oh, hi. Hi,
Holly.
Yes, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I bet you were busy this time of year. How's Ivy? How's Ivy?
Say again?
How is Ivy?
How is Ivan?
Ivy. Holly and Ivy.
Can you spell
Holly
it for me? I don't know what you're...
No.
I don't know what you're saying.
It's a sense of humour of mine. You're called Holly, yes?
Yes, yes.
Right. So Holly and Ivy go together at the song Holly and the Ivy.
Oh!
It was a comedy joke. I'm so, so sorry. It's my...
I understand now.
Oh, good. I got that. Where were we? Oh, sorry. Have you got a question or questions?
I do, but are you able to just see what you pick up on, or do you like the questions?
No, I can. I've been in a meeting now 30-odd years, so it doesn't matter if you have a question or you want something general. I will give you whatever spirit you give me, I'll just pass on.
Yeah.
Simple as that. It's just that some people want a question and others aren't bothered. So if you aren't bothered, right, would you understand the lady, please, before she passed, she would have had problems with her legs and she would have struggled walking.
I'm not really sure on that one. Oh, a gentleman I know. I don't know about a female.
Who was... Sorry, that part. Would you understand then that the gentleman you're talking about, his wife was to pass before him?
Yeah.
Right. Because me getting mixed up, because she was talking about walking, and it's obviously just watching him walk when he was still on the earth plane and struggling to walk, whereas she was in the spirit world watching him. That's how it fits in. I'm sorry I got it wrong, but it's what they tell me and show me. So, can I also then go from this that at this moment in time, they're sending you support, physical support, well, emotional support for some reason, and they want you to know that they are giving you support, that it's a time now when you need some kind of support in your life. Okay?
So yes.
Spirit is sending you this now, saying, look, they are there for you, and they won't let you down. They will give you what they can and help you the best they can. And things, although you feel at the moment in time that you're struggling, they are there to give that boost, that energy boost. So they'll send you healing. They'll also send you things to get your mind more settled in yourself. It's just a time factor with things. But I don't feel anything really bad around you. I don't feel anything really negative around you. I'm not saying things won't be bad, but that's life, unfortunately. I'm on about things extra to your life. Things that aren't nice, really bad things. I don't see any of that. I just see normal day stuff. So that's one positive attitude, one positive event in your life, is that there's nothing bad around you. Okay? I don't mean to say you don't feel bad, but that's life and not major. But spirit wants to give you the love and give you something off the love there. They just feel that you need that love at the moment, and you need that big pick-me-up. Okay?
Yeah. Right?
We're also talking about a dogging spirit that they've got that would have belonged on the earth plane.
A who?
A dog, do you understand? A dog from spirit.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have a few dogs, yes.
Because you're saying the dogs now, they actually come round you, and you must have felt something bang into your leg or felt some touch your leg recently.
Not that I remember just now.
I'm going to think about that, but they just show the dogs come around you from spirit, and they bang it. It's not like a physical bang. It's like a nudge of some kind. You'll feel it. You'll know it. So next time it happens, your dogs are with you. Okay?
Okay.
It's not like a bang where either in physical or it's a bang, or it's a gentle nudge, like something brushed past your leg. But that's the way they'll do it, and you'll know, you'll feel it. And then you know that your dogs are with you, getting that love that that dogs do. You know, unrequited, plenty of love. And they're also saying that you like things clean and tidy as well.
Yes.
Okay. And at the moment in time, things aren't as, so I say, to your standards, the best world in the world. Okay?
Right now, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just moving in, so everything's everywhere.
Ah, that makes sense. Because I knew you liked me. But they were saying
it's a mess.
yeah, it's a mess, which if you just move in, yeah, it will be. But it will be, you'll be straight, and you get your boxes and everything in order, put them where you want, and get things house and tidy, and, you know, it'll be like a show house when you finish. That's quite good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know it just frustrates you, but like anything else, it's short-lived. It's going to be short-lived, because you'll get it sorted, you'll get it want it, and that'll make you feel better. And then you've got a new life with it, a house, new life with it all, new adventures, let me just say, new adventures with you, okay? Also, talk about you need to get you with exercise in as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so get some exercise in, I don't know what, whatever you like to do, whatever you think about. Me, I walk from my house to my car. That's my exercise. You need to do a bit more than that. You know, get yourself out there and start doing something to get oxygen flowing through your body. I feel there's a need to get more oxygen in. You've been a bit lethargic recently, a bit tired. Understand?
Yes.
So if you get yourself out there, get some oxygen from the environment, from the outside. You don't have to go far. You don't have to do anything silly. You know, I'm not talking about going a marathon. Just get out there, have a walk, clear the air, clear yourself, get some clean air going through your body. And that'll make a big difference in your life. You'll feel better, you'll feel brighter, and you'll enjoy yourself more, enjoy life more. But, again, I don't feel anything bad around you.
3 minutes.
Jeepers, that soon goes. And I feel that with this now, it's going to be time to get everything in order. Once you get your house in order, you will feel in order yourself. You'll feel more like your normal self. You'll feel more contented. You'll feel more as though your life's back on track again. You don't like things upsetting you. You like things straight. You like to get things organised. You understand that. You're an organisation person. But this will start working for you, and then you'll get to normality, get things organised, and then you'll feel better in yourself and feel better with your life. Okay. Can I say look towards May next year for something nice around you. Something special, okay? And I want to give you around about the beginning of January as well, something...
2 minutes.
10th, around about the 10th of January, something nice, something special. So watch for that as well,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Okay.
But again, you need to get your house sorted, get straight with that, and then you'll feel things better. You'll feel that... you know, weight lifts on shoulders because everything will be tidy for you, or where it should be. Everything is placed where it should be, and you will then settle down and relax. And you can go and do what you want, and then you can sit down, relax a bit, enjoy yourself. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
Is it okay for you?
Yeah. Wonderful.
Brilliant. Well, look after yourself. Take care. And then just quickly before the time runs out, can I just say that there's going to be new friendships next year as well. Meet new friendships, which will be good for you. Okay?
One.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. So look forward to that. Look forward to new beginnings in your home. Well done having a new house and get something different in your life with it. It will make your life a lot better. Can I say good luck to you and you take care of yourself?
Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Holly. There's Holly. Okay. Right, then, let's see. Where are we? Stacey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Stacey. How are you tonight?
Hello.
Good afternoon. It's not night. It's night to you. Afternoon, though. How are you, anyway?
Yes, hi. Whatever you pick up for me, please.
That's fine. Okay. Well, we'll get in with you at first. You had, I said 3-4 weeks of uncertainty around you. Would you understand that?
Yes.
I don't matter anymore.
Oh. Okay.
No, we've already done 6 now, Carol. So I'm not really bothered.
Sorry, something's going on here. Something else online as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Ken, someone else online. I don't know who that is, but anyway. Getting back to you. Sorry. yeah, you've had 3 or 4 weeks of uncertainty, but I do feel that it's going to an end of that now, where you start feeling more you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, there's somebody saying a bit of tension around you. People around you, a bit of tension going on around them. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And spirit a concern that it's just gone silly, it's out of proportion, and they're trying to work it from their side to try and make things happen and get things back on the right track. But I have to say, don't worry about it. You just do what you have to do for you and what makes you happy, okay? Don't be pushed into a corner where you can't control it. You control what you want for you. And you'll find that you'll feel happy, a lot brighter. Okay. I also told there's a gentleman from Spirit now. I would say he passed before his time. He's not an old person. Well, you can do find an old one, but he's not an old person. But he passed before his time. And he's just telling me that it was a sad loss and it was mourned by quite a few people. But he's happier now. He's okay in the spirit world and he's getting on with time there. Okay. And he's talking about you at the moment, where your head is, and he's saying your head needs to be a bit more fixed or a bit more more of an idea where you want to go. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. But they're working on that. They're trying to help you out with her. Don't worry about that. They're talking about those anniversaries, birthdays in July and August. Also, there's a passing going back. A maid passing going back a while ago, a few years ago, whatever, sorry. But that's in the past, okay, don't worry about that. I'm not seeing anything, any passings coming up for you, so there's nothing there that I'm seeing anything bad. But you do tend to worry about people and situations, you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But please don't, because things are going to turn out right, things are going to go in your favour, okay? You just have to believe in yourself and know that you can do better than that. You can put yourself out there, make things better for yourself, get your confidence up, and believe in yourself. And I do feel that once that starts happening, as soon as you're saying the world will be your oyster, okay? I hope there's a pearl in there for you, but the world will be your oyster. And be positive for you, okay? So don't mind about too many things, okay? And I want you to look forward to middle of next year, okay, where your life will turn around. Everything will be up by the middle of next year. But to get there, things will start happening before then. So you'll have steps where things get better and better, but it's going to take a bit of time. But by middle of next year, you'll be feeling that the world is right for you. The world is, everything's going right for you. You have nothing to worry about. Again, I said before about bad things, but nothing to worry about. Major, okay. But you have to believe in yourself and believe in what you can do. So we talk about job changes and just talk about new jobs. So watch out for that, please. Life information, okay. And
okay.
I want to say that over the next several weeks, there's going to be some up and down bits coming up, but you'll get through that. You'll get through out of it all, the other end of it all. So what we're in now. It's been the end of January where your things have picked up for you. And this way, your things start getting brighter for you. But I'm saying that then leads to the middle of the year where you'll feel on top of the world. So things will start getting brighter for you by the end of January. And they start getting better and better for you. Okay? Would you understand why they talk about baking as well? Have you been baking? Or would you understand why they talk about it?
Baking,
yeah.
I did that last week.
Oh, that's fine. Long as you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You normally what, sorry?
Excuse me?
It's just the spirit we're talking about it, that they're watching you do it, and thinking, well, that looks nice. They say you've done a good job. You are quite talented in that. You like things looking nice, and you've done a good job in it. So they're watching you. Okay. Even though it was a bit messy, you were a bit messy with it. You understand?
Mhm.
But they love what you baked and everything else, and just love to taste it. But you know, unfortunately, where they are, they can taste their own food and stuff, they can't taste yours. Okay. You sent to me in the post if you want, and I'll have some. but that, by your baking, it helps your mind to be calmed, and it takes the world's problems away from you. So baking for you is a good outlet. It's something you should obviously do regular, and just do that. If you get stressed, just start a bit of baking, you know, and put yourself out there to do that, okay?
Okay.
Right. Also, I've got to give you... I have a gentleman, please, that passed with a heart attack, heart condition. And he's just saying that it was either second or third one that took him. He had more than one heart attack. I'm not sure the second or third. He's a bit confused about it. But he's just saying that, obviously, he's well known in the spirit world. And he misses being around you all. So he was a person who would have loved his family and being around.
3 minutes.
I know who it is. So he's a person that loved being around his family, and he comes around and watches you bake, as well as some other spirits that's around you. So know that there's a lot of love there from spirit. They'd like to be with you, like to give you this push, if you like, in the right direction, and to get your life moving forward, which it will do. It starts to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Just find time to sit and relax and watch TV or have a bit of a read or something where you can just chill out, somebody was saying. Just find a corner, sit in, and just feel the love that's around you from the world of spirit. Just try and tune into the spirit world by sitting down and just closing your eyes and listening at what's around you, feel what's around you. And you'll feel a gentle breeze blow over you as your spirit around you. Okay, and when you feel that, you know that they're there with you.
2 minutes.
And they are they're trying to give that love that you deserve. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, they're saying that you need to drink in more water as well.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Understand that, that's fine. So, do as you're told and spirit. Do as you're told and spirit, drink more water. Wow. That's an instruction, an order. So do that and help cleanse your body out, help cleanse yourself with doing that. And again, that'll give you your energy boost as well. So you've got a spirit working with you, you've got energy boost from your water and other bits and pieces. But just try and get yourself in a state where you just sort of chill out and just relax and find where you can find peace in your mind. Okay? And below you with it, and you're feeling around you. Sense things around.
1 minute.
So
thank you.
Is it okay for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, well, just before you, can I you can you say that there's a gentleman spirit now who just pops in around you just to say hello, and he's going to just help you get through the next few days, next few weeks. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Stacey.
You as well. Bye. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Stacey. All right, let's see. Carolyn.
Hey, hi. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Caroline. You all right?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good.
Hi, how are you?
I am wonderful. It's past my bedtime, but I'm wonderful. It's 10 o'clock here now in England, and I'm using bed by 8, watching TV and then just chilling before I fall asleep. So,
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I like to help people, and this is why I'm here, what I'm doing. So have you any questions?
Yeah, please. Oh, well, you know what? I tell you what. How about whatever is coming to you, I'm making a change and I'm leaving after being in a relationship for 20 years and I'm relocating. That's what I'm working to do. I've got to get my ducks lined up. I'm working to do that.
and I'll be traveling to relocate about 5.5 hours away to where my little favorite family member is. My little, he's so little. He's a little young person.
Oh, that's fair enough. Fine, that's fine. I'm sorry about your relationship. Things happen, as you know. Things go wrong and you have to move on. 20 is a long while to be with somebody. It is sad, but you seem to be positive about everything. You know, it's like, okay, it's happened, let's move on, let's change, let's move on. And I do feel that no matter what hits you, you can work it out. You're not a person let get down with things. You're a person that will fight through, find a solution to everything, anything. Okay? So I do feel positive about your move. Big change. It's going to change your life in a massive way, but I do feel that it will work out long term. Short term, I'm not so sure. Because I do feel it's going to be a bit of a mix-up, because mixed emotions with you. But I do feel quite positive where you eventually, if everything will work out for you in the right way, and there'll be something else for your relationship-wise that will work.
Wow. Good. Wow.
So don't ask when. I just know that you have to be settled first before you can get your life back in order again. It's never easy when you've had a relationship. Your life changes totally. You know, being a partnership to being a single again, it's not easy. Because you can't rely on anybody other than yourself. But you are a person that is a strong character and can get through things. So I'm not worried about you doing it. I'm just sad that this has ended. Because I'm a true romantic. You know, I love romance and things, and I feel that we all need something in our lives, we all need someone, something. Not the same to one, but need, because we need a companion, we need that person to talk to, and we need a offload, you know, and I just feel that people come to you and offload with you, so that tell you their problems.
All right, go on. You know, I've been doing it on my own for 20 years anyway. And so it's not going to be far different from officially being on my own. But I do worry now about this other person, because they, with them, it's been up and down, up and down, up and down, you know. And right now they're really leaning on me. And I'm so concerns for that. You know, I don't want to end up giving them severe health problems or anything like that. But at the same time, I have to leave. I have to go. And because it's not reliable, it's not dependable, it's not anything. You know?
Yeah, I understand that. But remember that you aren't there. It was not your responsibility. And you aren't his.
Yeah.
You're separate now. You can't. I'm not saying don't care, because that's what we do with the people. But you now have to put your life first. You've had your life on hold for 20 years. It's now time to get released from that and move forward and go into a new lifestyle where you feel you again. And you're more alive. You can do things and get out there and do what you want to do. Think about you and not somebody else all the time. You understand? I think it's important now. Don't let that person pull you back. And that's unfortunate things that they do, because they know what it will be like for themselves. But you can't do that. You have to go forward. The spirit of giving that encouragement to go forward and do things for you now. You've been there long enough now. You've been a support for them. But it's time to get your life. Life's so short. You know, life is very, very short. You don't know when your time is up. I mean, I nearly died several years ago with sepsis. I was given an hour to live. And it makes you think about what is important in your life. And the important thing is that you need to live your life how you want to live it without hurting people. I know you'll hurt this person, but it's not your responsibility to worry about it. Be concerned, but move forward now. Move forward in your life, and have fun. Go and do things that you can do now. You know, just make the most of it with time. You know, I'm not saying you're going to die, by the way. I'm not saying you're going to pass soon. I'm just saying that you're going to think about your future now, think about what's right for you and where you're going with your life, and just enjoy it. And, make, you know, just go and have fun. Life's so short. Have fun. You know, just get out there and go and meet this new person that's going to come into your life and just enjoy the moment. You know, just go and do it. I do feel a good move. Not straight away. There's so many reservations, so many doubts, so many upsets about it, but it could be right for you. Give it time. Don't give in. Just go and do it and see where your life takes you. And
3 minutes.
So it's further encouraging you to move forward and saying, look, it's your time now. You've been a wonderful person, but it's now time to be wonderful to yourself. Make your life what you want to make. To change yourself. Financially wise, you'll be okay. I don't see any problems with money there. I feel quite good about it, actually. So I feel quite positive where that comes in. Okay. And you'll also feel that you'll have more, feel better in your health. You feel more positive in your health. You feel more invigorated in your health. So I think it's a massive change for you. But it's a massive change that will improve your lifestyle, improve your health immensely. Where you'll feel.
Oh, good.
So it's a good move. You might not feel it for obvious reasons,
yeah.
But it's a brilliant. And I do feel very, very positive with you on that.
2 minutes.
Because
my health, my health has declined. Next week I see a cardiologist, and I've never had health problems, and I've had a fast heart rate, and it's this relationship, the stuff that's been going on with it. So you're right. And I'm working to improve my health, and that's one of the things I have to do is leave.
Yes. This is what I was saying to you. It's important. And once you do this now, you'll feel much better, you know, your health will improve dramatically. But you have to do it for your sanity and health. So you know that it's now time to do it, and you've made a big step. But it's a big step that will be in your favour, a big step that will make you happy. So don't never look back. If you never look back, you can't change the back past. You can always go forward and make new
1 minute.
So
okay, that's the 1 minute timer. We have to go. But thank you so much for the reading. Thank you. Thank you for your words too.
Fine, you'll be fine. You really will. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.